You can take your snow and shove it. This is our Christmas and we love it. It's 100 degrees. This elf is Vietnamese. That's the way that California does it.
Even our Santa has a suntan. He's also an unemployed stuntman.
Is he even awake?
Yeah, I'm just really baked.
If he can be Santa Claus, anyone can.
California Christmas time is just a golden state of mind. Chet's roasting in the bright sunlight.
Put on some pants, Chet.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. with a Santa, Santa Claus hat on and a Santa candy cane on the middle of his shirt. We got Trisha. We got Eric the Great. And the lovely Kathleen will be back shortly for sure.
Here she comes.
Here she comes, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Kathleen. All right, there she is. Hey, she looks, you know, really good in pink. You look good in pink. I like
pretty. She just looks really good.
I like pink.
Period. All the time.
Pink is really nice.
She's
all color.
Gorgeous.
All right, so Joseph is on Periscope
for our high rates of skin cancer,
and he's singing, like Richard Simmons.
Paddington, Rudolph, and Prancer. Breakthrough Entertainment's third annual Santarchy special.
Oh, that's right.
Right here on KPHX 1480 AM. Tonight is the big Santarchy bar crawl in Old Town Scottsdale.
Oh,
Dave.
Hey, I'm free. I could go.
Let's go.
Because
you say that every year.
I don't have do I have a sporting event? No. Sometimes I go to different sports events.
Daddy makes big bucks directing porn.
Yes, you call
that's
me
how
Daddy.
The kids, that's all the kids get so much.
But call me Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
California Christmas
call
time
me Big
from
Daddy.
My jam.
There's my nickname, Big Daddy. I finally got one.
I got a nickname for me.
What was I called?
Dave-licious.
Yeah, Dave.
I've got a new nickname for me. But by the way, that's from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, My Jammy Jam.
Oh, I love that. But
Crazy
let's ask Kathleen and Eric.
Got to check it out.
Should it be Dave-licious or Big Daddy?
Kathleen.
Here we go.
Kathleen.
Dave-licious. We got one for Dave-licious. Do we have two or is it Big Daddy?
Dave-licious.
All right.
Dave-licious.
It's Dave-licious.
I got one for me, actually. From now on, I would like you to introduce me as the little drummer boy because I've got a nice rum-pum-pum.
Turn around and let me check it out.
Okay. Right now?
No. Keep your rum-pum-pum on the seat.
Trisha, did you sit in sugar plums?
Sugar plums?
Because
she has a nice rum-pum-pum?
Your rum-pum-pum is very sweet.
Oh, that is lovely.
Kathleen.
Did you just make that up?
Kind of, yeah.
It sounded like
Kathleen,
it.
I got a question for you.
Ooh.
Or actually, it's just a comment. Kathleen, you're so hot that you can that I could roast chestnuts on you.
Hey.
What?
Yeah, that. Come on, that's Eric the Great.
Oh, so that's Eric the Great.
I know a guy named Chess.
Okay, very Chet. Very good.
All right.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Santarchy special, third annual Santarchy special.
And you're going tonight.
I am. You know, I look forward to the show all year long because...
You go tonight.
I go through, yes. But also, it's Breakthrough Entertainment's like funniest show of the year because
we're just
doing crazy Christmas carols, crazy Christmas things.
Ooh.
Tonight is like, we're
going to
go out and we're going to have like an absolute blast sucking on candy canes and what?
Yeah?
Yeah, we're handing them out.
Eggnog.
I don't like eggnog though.
Eggnog will be dripping.
And I no longer like candy canes
eggnog
anymore.
Eggnog will be dripping from your lips, Dave.
I don't think so. I don't think so. If it's midnight 2 weeks from now, I will be having grapes in my mouth. Right?
Yes, you can.
How did I know that in advance?
You can have grapes in your mouth if you want.
A tradition around the world on New Year's Eve, rather than making out with someone, you put grapes in your mouth.
Yes.
That's
weird, then you kiss
though.
Them afterward what? Or during or possibly.
No, she never. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I can't read.
It just has to do with making sure that you have a prosperous new year.
Yes.
No, or it's
12 grapes for 12
How
months.
Many grapes can you stick in your mouth? And you find out how much you're worth.
No, it's only 12.
I knew a girl named Linda.
Yeah, how many grapes could she fit in her mouth?
A bunch.
Yeah. She must have been fun.
They come in bunches.
This is a funny show today, isn't it?
I tell you. Oh, boy.
Was it red? Or
did she put a candy cane in there, too, or just
no.
the grapes?
Grape. Was it grape? I mean, green or red grapes?
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
What, the size?
There's a lot of different kinds of grapes.
Yeah, a lot.
The size is difference?
Of course.
The bigger the grapes that you like.
Yeah. You have the raisins.
I have okay. raisins. No, you have the raisins.
Oh, thanks a lot. Okay. It's
younger.
Cold outside, baby. It's cold outside.
Breakthrough Entertainment Santarki special. Everyone, give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, to celebrate in Breakthrough Entertainment Santarki special. Maybe, Bobby, are you listening? You
Bobby.
Can come out and dress up as Mrs. Claus or a candy cane or a reindeer or a snow woman or something like that.
We haven't heard from Bobby
we
for a
haven't.
While.
We haven't. I'm sure she's doing fine. She's just a very, 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 very busy woman, but
yeah.
she's got to come out to Old Town Scottsdale tonight, and it starts at 7 p.m. at Dos Gringos,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to run through like pretty much until 2 a.m., but Ooh. I probably won't be there that late because I got to get to sleep.
by 7.
Yes, by 8. But
8.
No, I'll be out a little bit later than that.
Maybe midnight?
But you know what my costume is, Dave?
Yeah. I think it's you just dress in a big candy cane.
No, I've seen that before. You know, my first Santarki experience was I saw a woman dressed as a candy cane, and she was wearing nothing but body paint.
Ooh.
Nothing but body paint.
Wow.
Just red and white body paint.
And by the end of the evening, did people take paint remover?
No, they didn't. But let me remind you, Dave, it is very cold outside.
Oh, so there could be... Yes. I understand.
Yes.
Let's hope for really cold weather tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to dress up as that.
I'm not talking about you.
Just certain.
In that case, let's
have
warm
people.
Weather to make, you know, the things on the card. This image may be smaller
right.
than it appears.
Right. Well, but I am going to dress up as
a
something.
Santarki.
A few years ago, remember for Halloween, I dressed up as a popcorn box. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
I showed you pictures. I was the popcorn box.
I remember that.
Yeah, oh, you
remember,
do?
Yeah, that was a cool costume, right?
Hold yeah, me. Sure.
Wow.
This year, yeah. I'm going as something that our first guest today is going to bring. Talk about
a cocoa cup.
I'm going as a cup of cocoa.
Oh, my God,
I'm going,
so people can drink you.
I am going as hot cocoa, and you know what? I will have marshmallows for everyone.
Will you give autographs?
I will, but I will also give out marshmallows.
You can have roasted ones?
I will have real marshmallows.
How about, yeah.
In my
cup. That's about the size
of
them.
Cocoa.
But will you have real roasted marshmallows?
They're not roasted.
The little ones?
They're not roasted.
Can you do it? Would it be legal to do that?
Legal?
Yeah, because of the fire. You have to, put it under fire, roasted marshmallows, right? And they're really gooey and sticky.
I am thoroughly.
You don't
is he all right?
It, you don't put
no.
it under the fire.
Yeah, you do.
Over the fire.
Over the fire.
If you put it under the fire, it's going to get all in ash.
Yeah,
and,
yeah it
that's
gets
not
cold.
Good, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, did
no
I
wonder,
say under?
Yeah, we're going to have to get Carla Hall on next week's show, and she could tell you
that's,
how to cook.
That's the
oh,
one
yeah.
that the brown is not where
yeah,
the
no,
flavor.
Yeah, no, flavor's not in the ash.
It's in the brown.
No.
No, and flavor is not in the ash, definitely.
Yeah, ash.
But I do want to remind our listeners that you want to listen for the next 3 weeks. Breakthrough Entertainment's Santarki show is today, special Santarki special.
And you'll be there tonight.
I'll be there tonight. No,
well,
next
Trisha
week.
Will be there tonight.
Next week is Christmas Eve.
But will you be there
week?
Tonight?
Yes, we will.
We're going to go to Santarki?
Maybe we won't.
Okay, now I'm confused. All right.
Me too. You can talk about it off the air.
Yes.
By the way, check us out on Periscope. Go to Periscope and
do
search.
Joseph out on Periscope.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yes.
Yes. In my Santa hat and my very inappropriate T-shirt.
And your rump up on pums.
Yeah, I am. I am the little drummer boy. I've got it really.
But
nice.
He is saying
he is
no
a little
hands.
Drummer boy.
Yes.
Where'd you get those sticks?
He's like,
though?
I'm not touching it. I'm not.
Where'd you get
it,
the
you
sticks for being a drummer boy?
There's only I am one handed.
Oh.
Okay. Dave, it's okay.
but he's not ambidextrous.
I think Joseph learned to be.
But
he gets tired sometimes.
But Dave, next week is Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? We are one week away from Christmas Eve.
How is this happening?
Santa Claus is coming in a week.
Let's ask Eric and Kathleen.
I am not ready. Is anybody else ready yet?
I'm not.
They're not ready. No. But Eric and Kathleen, how is it possible? We've been now here how long? Over 4 years, I think. That seems like yesterday that I called Kathleen. No, I talked to Eric first, remember?
I do.
Yeah.
It's just over 3 years, I think.
And I talked to Eric, and then he referred me to Kathleen, and there.
Yeah.
This is a great station, I got to say.
Yes.
And it's so great. I mean, Eric and Kathleen make it tremendous.
Thank you.
They really do.
I like their Periscope feeds because Eric
shout
was
out
showing
to
us the grocery store, and then he left it on in the bedroom the other day.
Oh, and you got some tips. Okay. Yeah. So, and Jonathan, well, shout out to Jonathan. He's a really nice guy. I mean, he's, you know.
And you guys look really good in front of that banner there.
And then, and Jose, we really love the station. It's a very, very, very.
1480.
Very nice. Oh, definitely.
KPH.
X.
There you go.
Great station. Big shout outs to this station. All right.
So,
Santarki tonight.
Well, that
Hot
and then,
cocoa.
Remember, yes. And then Christmas Eve is next week. Christmas Eve special. You want to tune in? We're going to have on Carla Hall from the Chew.
No way, again?
Carla Hall.
Trisha, can you wait to talk to Carla Hall?
I can't wait to talk to her.
Yeah, I can't wait.
He's breaking his ankle. He's so excited.
I'm going to go to Santarki.
She's
going to
tell us how to make some toolies.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Rump-a-pum-bum
and
toolies
are really good.
Tweels.
I'm going to come as a cold glass of water with ice in it.
Don't you want to be a tall glass of water?
Oh, a tall glass of water with ice. Yes.
Okay. On that note, and then
sounds
also,
cold to me.
Yeah, and also in a couple weeks, we're going to have Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special. We're going to have Julia Farmer joining us.
Oh man, from Farmers.com.
I'm sorry. Yes, sorry. Julia Farmer's joining us today. I'm sorry, Pauline Frommer.
Yeah,
Frommer.
I finally corrected you. I waited all these years.
Yes,
Farmer and Frommer. Come
yes,
on
I'm
now.
Sorry. I'm looking at my notes.
Keep your women straight, Joseph.
He managed to mix both of them together.
Very confusing
you'd have a Frommer.
But Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com is going to tell us how to celebrate New Year's Eve around the world. And then Jeff Strauss.
He is awesome.
Ooh, Dave.
Yeah.
You got to catch a flight.
What? Yeah.
I know. What? I really think we should plan it.
I think so. Planet Hollywood.
And, of course, I'll reveal my top 10 movies of the year. We'll find out if the one we're going to talk about in just a few moments will be on it in a couple weeks. But on today's show, just a preview.
How do you remember all this stuff? How do you know what's coming up in 2 weeks?
Psychic. I am psychic.
I mean, it's almost like you did it like hours ago. It's like fresh in your mind.
You know what? It's almost like, you know, I'm gonna try to get Dina Martin on next week's show. Let me try.
Her father, favorite singer.
I'm not sure if it's gonna work out.
Eric and Kathleen, was he a great singer, Dean Martin?
Yes, he was.
God, I like that guy.
He was also a pretty funny guy.
He was good. He was a great entertainer.
I can't wait to talk to Dina Martin next week then.
What?
Dina Martin next week. Can't wait.
I can't wait.
I hope it works out.
Yeah, you know, she's busy and she
sings
a lot.
Yeah, her voice, she sings a lot.
I think she's at the, what's it called, the Smith?
Smith House.
The Smith House in Vegas next week.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
So, but on
we
today's.
We should go, right?
You should.
Yeah. Oh, wait, or is it, I think it's next week.
But on today's show, we've got Julia Farmer from the Arizona Culinary Institute. She's an advanced student with the Arizona Culinary Institute. She's going to tell us all about hot cocoa.
Yay! How did she know that's been so high on our radar recently?
I know.
We're on a cocoa fix.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, we love cocoa.
With a little Baileys in it.
Actually, I think
cinnamon hot cocoa.
I think I want to go back. I think she's performing
like
at Smith House
chocolate.
Tonight too.
Maybe I believe she is tonight.
I think last night and tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And
we should go.
And then at 11:40, we're going to have on Ben Roush. He's going to sing Jersey Christmas.
Jersey Christmas.
I've never heard that one. Is that a new one?
It's a new one released this year. He is actually the brother of Melissa Roush from.
We had her on the show, didn't we?
We tried. It didn't work out.
Oh,
one week. Yeah,
okay.
It fell through. But from the Big Bang Theory and. And so, yeah, he's going to fit in with this cool theme that we have going on, crazy Christmas carols and stuff like that.
Wow.
Right? So
yeah.
Jersey Christmas is a crazy Christmas carol.
I like it.
Throughout today's show, you're going to hear really crazy Christmas carols, songs that play during this time of the year but are very offbeat. Just like that first song that I said, California Christmas Time, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Trisha, that's another one you got to put on that list there.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
TV show. Yes, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, I know. I've heard about the TV show. The problem is that I would have to binge watch on Netflix.
It's okay, though. It's okay. You're going to want to binge watch that one.
And then when I go out and I start talking about my crazy ex-girlfriend, people are going to go, oh, you took a page out of Joseph's book.
That's pretty much what happens. Yep. 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 That's true. Yep.
All right. The double pull. Okay.
Okay, so anyway, we do have a movie that we need to review today, don't
we,
Dave?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not that we need to. We want to.
We want to, ladies and gentlemen. Just came out on Thursday for
Thursday
a
night.
View opposite the Star Wars deal.
Rogue One.
Star Wars.
But I didn't see Star Wars.
I didn't either.
No,
and I probably
I have been looking forward to La La Land.
La La Land
ever
opened up. Oh,
and
my
ever.
Gosh. Dave, I'm going to say it right off the bat. I love the movie. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. I thought.
Yeah, you said Breakthrough too?
Yes, Breakthrough.
Well, give me Knuckles.
Knuckles.
I agree with you.
Yes.
Breakthrough. 5 stars.
Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, who I interviewed when she was just a young lass.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Because she's from here in Arizona.
Oh,
yeah. Scottsdale, Paradise Valley area. And, you know, great acting, the soundtrack. You know what? Actually,
the soundtrack is incredible.
That last track on the... Why don't you start playing last track, the one that's not numbered?
The last track.
The score. La La Land score.
La La Land.
Let's play that behind our review. I think this might be appropriate. Here we go.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so yes, breakthrough for La La Land. So much. You know what, Dave? I cried at the end of this movie. I'm not going to reveal what happens.
It's a shocker.
It's a shocker. You know what?
Well, it will make you... It's not a shocker, but it ties it all up.
And the movie tells you how important it is to have someone who supports and loves you. And it also tells you what could and could not happen, and it might make you rethink certain aspects of your life in a very It's a Wonderful Life kind of way.
Yeah, you said rethink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a movie about passion, I believe. It looked like a love story, but it was a love story about passion and helping others towards their passion. I thought this was... it started off like a scene out of Grease. There's a bit of Mary Poppins in there. There's the old style of Gene Kelly in there.
Oh, that yellow dress on Emma Stone?
Yeah,
well,
but
and
the
it's,
dancing.
It's not even just Gene Kelly. They harken back to many, many previous choreographers and
amazing.
To that whole genre.
And
but
I,
take it forward, too.
And I think there's some, like, 5 or 6 profound scenes in there that made the movie. Everything
yes.
tied it up. It was unique in that sense. It was almost like... important stuff, but then boom, a big scene happened. Important stuff, boom, a big scene happened. And it tied it up beautifully. Some of the scenes were just intense. I thought the big scenes were just magnificent, right? I think it's worth watching if you're into action figures, like you think there's going to be a lot of violence and all that stuff. This is not the movie for you. This is
a movie for anyone.
This
though.
Is a genius movie.
This
it's
is a movie
well-written.
For kids, for adults. This is a movie for lovers, for haters.
Yeah,
this is a movie for
yeah.
anyone.
And I really believe it. I hope it goes up for Best Picture. I hope both actors get best nominations for Best Acting. Both Emma and
don't you just want to waltz right now?
No, but. And,
you can
and
hear
Ryan,
the rise and fall in the music. It's just absolutely
this
gorgeous.
This is a tremendous movie, so I give it a breakthrough.
I think it should be nominated for the best original score.
And then
as
notice
well.
The coffee scene at the beginning and the end. I thought that was significant.
Yes.
Going
yes.
into the, what was the Warner Brothers?
Lot coffee.
Lot. I thought that was amazing. It was bittersweet at the end.
It's yes. We don't want to reveal too much about it.
No.
But I do want to say that end of that movie, I mean, the end of La La Land, oh my gosh, I was in tears just thinking about life, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes you really think about life and your decisions and the
yeah.
way that you treat people, the way that the people treat you, your relationships.
It was truly just
and how
unique.
Important those relationships are as well.
Yeah.
And shaping who you are.
And how almost how, you know, something in your life can lead to other things, and that part of your life may be a memory. So, yes. I mean, it's definitely a life story, and don't let the first scene set the tone that much, because it really doesn't.
Right.
I don't think. But it was, yeah, I liked it's, it. I mean, I was waiting for, you know, and it happened pretty quick, but I was waiting for, you know, what's the development? Where is it going from here? I wasn't sure, but it was good.
True. Trisha.
Loved La La Land.
Yeah.
Yes. What is it, a 4 or 5 breakthrough?
Oh, it's definitely 5 stars. Wow, I thought, I mean, I it just...
We've never agreed on a breakthrough before, I don't think, all three.
Yeah, this is unanimous. It definitely is unanimous. I have been looking forward to this. I mean, the director, Damien Chazelle. From Whiplash, which we all loved.
Yes. And I think we all gave that a whip.
That was a great
We gave it a Whiplash. That was
that
a breakthrough.
That was excellent.
Yes, yeah. And then this whole idea, I mean, the research and everything, the preparation that went into this by the stars, by the director, by the composer, everybody. I mean, Mandy Moore, the choreographer, and Ryan and Emma and Damien all went over to Patricia Ward Kelly's house. She's Gene Kelly's widow. And they looked into the archives. They were looking at the notes. And there's certain things, certain hints that you'll find in the movie that put you back in time towards an American in Paris and Dancing in the Rain and some of these other, it harkens back to that era of these great musicals back in the day. But in her words, and I'll be pulling it up here in just a second from Miss Kelly, I thought it was absolutely beautiful how she said that what Gene's dream was is that there would be creatives who take what he had learned and come up with and take it further.
Yeah.
And that's what Damien Chazelle has done in this. The way he directed it, the way he used the cameras, he took a lot of pages out of Gene's playbook, but he made it his own and took it further. So while it's harkening back, it's also jettisoning us up into the future. Yeah. And, you know, I just think Ryan Gosling learning to play the piano, to be able to do, I mean, there's so many piano scenes and that's him. That's him doing it. It's amazing
and
to me.
It's dancing. Nice, right?
Yeah. And Emma Stone, I mean, on that, wow. when they're doing that.
On the bench and
everything. Yeah, well, I love the bench choreography, mm-hmm. Mandy Moore, shout out, huge, perfect, excellent. But when they're singing that duet, the stars.
City of Stars.
City of Stars duet. She got a little bit off key. And then she just played it off so perfectly with this innocent little giggle in her face and kind of just, it was just like you were in this intimate moment with them. Perfectly, perfectly done.
How about the audition scene? That was a great scene, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing the singing was phenomenal. Her expression on the face.
Yes. Oh, her expressions throughout the movie were phenomenal.
Everyone go see La La Land. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break here. And let's play a song from La La Land soundtrack. Voila. Course number 2. You've got the right address.
Oh yeah. You need some
medication. It's all about the party.
And that's Emma Stone. Yep. Who knew she can sing? She can. Just
squeeze a bit more, Dave.
No doubt. She was fantastic. Breakthrough for La La Land. Go out and see it tonight. Not Star Wars. Well, I didn't see it. But
Rogue One is getting some good reviews as well.
Yeah, so, you know, go see.
La La Land is something new and different.
But I'd recommend La La Land first. That will set the tone. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.